This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
August the 25th, 2019. 3 days in a dungeon. Best friend and I have just made a pilgrimage to Edinburgh. Our idea of a good time is to spend 3 days sweating it out in a Scottish dungeon, along with 100 or so other people, all perspiring away in slightly damp packamacks. We have the aroma of damp dogs in search of a good laugh. If best friend were a damp dog, she would definitely opt to be a yellow Labrador. It's so crowded at the Edinburgh Festival this year. We schlep from venue to venue on our well-planned mission for humour. She, a pace in front of me, me with my hand on her shoulder, weaving our way through the throngs of other people who have also taken on the aroma of wet dogs, just for laughs. Good dog, I say, as she stops to narrate the sights. Before we're in the Royal Mile looking for Win-a-Lot, I hear a voice I recognise. Is that the tech? I put out there. Who's that? Comes the reply from the man next to me, and then he recognises the voice. Oh, hello, he says, and we stop for a chat and a catch-up. The sights might be wonderful in Edinburgh, but the sounds of the city offer their own delights. As we make our way up the road, I hear a voice say, God, I thought this was supposed to be edgy, it's just heavy. Wow, that's the sound of a youth in the midst of an existential crisis, I say. Nope, that's the torture of dragging a very large suitcase up a hill, says the best friend. This is the reason we only pack what we can carry on our backs, and some of that we plan to throw away. We're the only people I know who save up our old clothes at the end of their wearable life for our holidays. This was my idea. She says it was hers. We sit down for a tea and consider our options. A very tall man brandishing leaflets approaches us. Are you ladies interested in classical music? He asks. Oh, I'm sorry, we're spoken for, I say. He's not talking to you, mutters best friend under her breath. Too late. I have muscled my way into a conversation I didn't want to have in the first place. As we perspire our way through Akhir Shah's existential crisis of class, race and culture clash, best friend is overcome. She produces a fan from her bag and is occupied in vigorous flapping in an effort to create her own microclimate. She flaps herself into a standstill as she wonders if his existential angst may have inadvertently become my existential angst. Has he bet on a laugh that will be funny for everyone in the room but me? Is it really all right to make people laugh about the lunacy of racism by setting against the not-so-funny anomaly of albinism? Best friend can breathe easy again. Context is everything, one is amused. Watch the show. I'm not even going to try to explain it here. We make our progression through musical drama, ventriloquy, Fern Brady, Olga Koch, Mum's great comfort food, and walk and talk ourselves into a stupor. We didn't even have a row. As we pack up to leave, doubt creeps in. We hover, underwear in hand, over the bin, wondering if we should abandon old clothes in a rented room in Edinburgh or take them home again. What has come over us? 3 days hanging about in a dungeon has undermined my reasoning. Why can't I let go? What does it mean? I am having an existential crisis. It's not about class or race or skin colour. It's about my pants.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.